Hello and good morning, everyone. Today is January 2nd, 2024, and this article was written on January 17, 2023, and it was published in Explore Your Magnificent Self. It's a publication, in medium.com. The title is How Do You Process Giving and Receiving? And the subtitle is, for some, it could be challenging. I practice a few rituals in the morning that help me integrate and live my BEM, body, emotions, mind model. One such ritual is saying affirmations. I have observed that by saying affirmations loudly in front of the mirror, I get to see myself, hear my voice, watch my body language, and feel my feelings. To me, it serves as a perfect coordination of how I'm physically showing up, emotionally feeling, and mentally present to what I'm affirming. I started saying affirmations several years back when I lost my job and embraced self-employment as a blessing in disguise. Saying these affirmations have tremendously helped me move through major life transformations from mother to empty nester to mother-in-law to grandmother smoothly. In the professional arena, saying affirmations have helped me be determined with grit and gratitude when expectations are not met. In the following article, I shared how saying an affirmation from Louis Hay's book, Meditations to Heal Your Life, describing the word money worries, helped me program my mind with thoughts of solution, confidence, gratitude, and abundance. And that article title is, This One Ritual Has Helped Me Think Better About Money. And I have provided the link to that article in the current one. So once again, what happened? So this, when I consistently said the affirmations on money worries, it helped me program my mind with thoughts of solution, thoughts of confidence, gratitude, and abundance instead of thoughts of problems, thoughts of worry, thoughts of ungraciousness and scarcity. I invite you to read the following quoted affirmation titled Giving and Receiving from the book Meditations to Heal Your Life by Louis Hay with me in front of the mirror. As you do, please be kind to yourself. Please become aware of your thoughts, feelings, and any bodily sensations with a reverential curiosity. Now, coming back to today's affirmation, the title in this book, Louis Hay's book, Meditations to Heal Your Life, the title of that page is Giving and Receiving. Let us start saying that affirmation loudly, in front of the mirror, preferably. I joyously give to life, and life lovingly gives to me. I give and receive gifts graciously. Appreciation and acceptance act like powerful magnets for miracles every moment of the day. If somebody compliments me, I smile and say, thank you. Compliments are gifts of prosperity. I have learned to accept them graciously. Today is a sacred gift from life. I open my arms wide to receive the full measure of prosperity that the universe offers this day. Any time of the day or night, I can let it in. How beautiful it is. I know there are times in life when the universe gives to me and I'm not in a position to do anything about giving back. I can think of many people who helped me so much at a time when there was no way I could ever repay them. Later, I have been able to help others, and that's the way life goes on. I relax and rejoice in the abundance that is here now. Now this, again, whatever just now I read, is the affirmation for the word giving and receiving in the book Meditations to Heal Your Life by Louis Hay. Now, how am I impacted by saying the above affirmation consistently? Whenever I give something to someone or do a service, I'm conscious of being compassionate, reasonable, and courteous. When I receive a service, even if I'm unable to reciprocate, I remind myself of the above affirmation and say to myself that at some point of time, or some point in time, I will be able to help. I consciously receive gifts and compliments with gratitude by saying thank you and meaning it from every cell of my body and with a smile. Conscious acts like these keep me healthy and peaceful. How about you? How do you give and receive gifts, time, and service? Thank you, Nanvi Speaks. Nanvi Speaks is another author. That's her name, pen name she has given to her public, to her author, whatever, for announcing your new publication in The Bliss of Mother Nature. This is my first post in Explore Your Magnificent Self publication. So I have given the link to The Bliss of Mother Nature. Please check it out. Thanks to Christina God, who inspired me to start a publication through her article. And that article title, I've given the link. Here is how to build your own publication. Finally, I've given a link to my publication. You can go ahead and check it out. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Yes, wish you a very, very happy, peaceful, prosperous, abundant, fun-filled 2024. Thank you, and you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.